Cheshire Graveyard. It's a little deviation off the walk. It's signposted. It's just across a couple of fields. Nice place if you want to have a spot of lunch. Just go into the third field down onto the river bank and sit and listen to the Enebeg River, or that's the small Eney River flowing by, and you can sit there and have your lunch. The graveyard itself is at the top of a mound. I say it's signposted all the way in. The graveyard itself is there's a fencing around the graveyard. As you enter the gateway into the fenced area, you'll see a tree, and then there's a slab of stone in front of the tree, and that's the altar. Again, with a lot of Irish sites, what you get at a lot of Irish historical sites or ancient monastic sites is you get a mixture of pagan tradition, and the sites would have been taken over then by the church, and the Christian traditions then get mixed in along with the old pagan traditions. So you have an altar here, but then if you look through the grass, you'll find three large mounds of stone. The three mounds of stone add to the theory that the site is a pre-Christian site, and going back to Celtic times, and that the Celts had a tradition of burying someone who was important in their society and marking their graves with large cairns of stone. And in this area here, there's three cairns of stone. Now, there are other things I'll tell you about in a second that add to this theory. Now, the Christian tradition coming in, the old custom, pagan custom, would have been everything was done in threes, in that they would have walked around mounds like this three times. The Christian thing, or the supposed to bring it into the Catholic thing, is that when you walk around these mounds now, you say prayers like "Are the Our Father" and the Hail Mary, but you say them three times. So you're getting a mixture of both traditions. And then you have to walk around each mound three times. You'll find some other stones, single stones, sticking up in the grass, and they are headstones from other graves. When the Catholic Church took over the site, it became a burial area before any other official graveyard was built in the area. Now, the last burial in this area, we believe, was in the 1930s, when a stillborn child was buried there, belonging to a local family. That's the local story in relation to it. Mass is said here. It was tradition that Mass was said on the eve of the climb of Carnarvon, and again that has been resurrected in recent years. So on the Saturday evening before the first Sunday in June, there's usually Mass held by the Catholic community in the graveyard. You'll see two large stones sitting on the altar. The theory behind those stones, or the tradition behind those stones, are that they were usually carried by the male members of the congregation, one in each hand, down by their side. Now, you cannot put them in the palms of your hand. You put the palm of your hand on the top of the stone, your fingers down the edges of it, and you hold them down by your sides. And just across from the graveyard is the Holy Well. And the tradition is to walk over there and back, over and back three times, as a test of male virility. I've done it a number of times. I don't intend to ever do it again. So if you're here at this point, then you can take it, have a go at it, tell everyone you successfully completed it, and no one will ever know. I mentioned the Holy Well. It's just across from the graveyard, another large tree and a fenced-in area. I would suggest that you don't actually drink the water out of the well, because while it is a spring well, in recent times, just to preserve it, the local community put a lid on the well, and some of the chemicals from the paint have seeped into the well. So I would suggest don't drink the water out. Use it, yes, for blessings, but don't drink it because of chemicals. Further over from the well and the graveyard, through the trees, there is what's called a megalith. Again, there's various different views on what this represents. Bear in mind that there's never been a historical dig done on Cheshire Graveyard. So any stories we have from it are theories by historians who have looked at the site. But a lot of the artefacts around it do match in with what historians believe, is that it was a pre-Christian Celtic site. And the megalith itself adds to that theory. in that if you stand at the megalith and you look on the western side of it, there is what appears to be the walls or the boundary walls of what would have been a chamber there. And it's believed that the megalith was the entrance into that chamber. Stand in that chamber, and I would suggest that you're standing in a cremation area. It was tradition for the Celts to cremate their bodies in an area like that, an enclosed area. And it does, the whole shape of the area matches that. Now, bring it back to the old Irish traditions. It's believed that if you go through the megalith in a clockwise direction 3 times and recite again certain prayers, and the other one is that you take a stone each time off the top and you do your circuit and you put it back on the top and you take another stone and go around and do this 3 times, that is a cure for back pains. Personally, I think it would give you a back pain to do it, but that's your own choice. So that's basically all that's in the Jesuit graveyard area. To get back on the pathway again, I would head out of the graveyard, back along the track that you just came along the river bank, and head for back onto the Bluestack Way.